Order.
If it's such a bad place to live under such a bad government, then maybe someone with Australian citizenship would want to go back to Australia rather than live under this government in New Zealand.
Prime Minister John Key chipping at Greens co-leader Russell Norman, who had accused him of giving the Government Communications and Security Bureau the power to spy on New Zealanders.
When it comes to GCSB, well, the member sits on the ISC committee and is well and truly aware. In fact, GCSB has been carrying out activities under an agency relationship for a long period of time. In fact, all we're doing is clarifying the law, so there's no change in position there.
The ISC is the Intelligence and Security Committee, a prime ministerial committee comprising main party leaders except Winston Peters, who asked Mr Key if he suspected a series of leaks to the Capital's Morning Daily, the Dominion Post, had come from the committee.
As Prime Minister and Chair of the Parliamentary Intelligence and Security Committee, does he believe there's a leak in that committee? And if so, who does he believe is that leak? Mr Shearer? Mr Norman, Mr Banks, the Prime Minister himself, or the remaining member of that five-member committee who wrote of the GCSB on 24 October last year, quotes, "I am starting to feel very uncomfortable," end of quotes.
Right, Honourable Winston Peters.
Mr Speaker, no, I don't think there's a leak. It's possible that someone's made an indiscreet comment. If they had, I'm sure that they would regret that.
The fifth committee member is, of course, United Future MP Peter Dunn. Meanwhile, Russell Norman's co-leader, Materia Toure, had this question for Education Minister Hekia Parata.
How many of the schools closed in Christchurch were done so purposely so that private businesses could take them over as charter schools, Minister? And if none, will she rule out the use of any closed schools in Christchurch for private profit charter schools?
Honourable Hekia Parata.
Mr Speaker, in answer to the first part of the question, none.
But Hekia Parata could not avoid answering the second part of Materia Toure's question when Labour's Chris Hipkins made it the only part of his question.
Will she give the people of Christchurch a guarantee that she will not approve the opening of a partnership school on a school site where she has closed a public school?
Mr Speaker...
Honourable Hekia Parata.
No, I won't give guarantees of that nature because they are two separate policies, and the whole point of schools is that they be used for educational purposes. They are quite separate decision processes.
Although Materia Toure struggled to get an answer from Hekia Parata, her request for a snap debate on the ministerial inquiry into the NovoPay school payroll system was accepted by the Speaker, David Carter. Rhys Lyon reports.
Materia Toure outlined the extent of problems caused by NovoPay.
More than 12 months now of families not being paid, of people being overpaid and chased by debt collectors. We've had schools who have had to fork out their own money to make sure that their teachers and employees were being paid. We've had schools have to use the money that would otherwise be used for the education of our kids, fixing up, patching up the mistakes made by this government and by ministers who didn't bother to care enough to make sure that they looked at the papers properly. The families in this country are the ones who have borne the price of the neglect by these ministers, Palata, English and Foss.
Ms Toure issued an ultimatum.
The only genuinely respectable action that Hekia Parata can now make is to step down as minister as part of her apology to schools, to teachers and to families for the debacle that she has created.
And although Ms Parata herself didn't speak in the debate, Cabinet Minister Stephen Joyce, who has been given special responsibility for NovoPay, dismissed Ms Toure's stance.
And unlike what the Greens have just said in that last speech, where they seek to blame the ministers, the point of the report, I think, is clearly that there is blame to go round for all parties, and sadly nobody has acquitted themselves with great distinction in the introduction of this project.
Mr Joyce reached out to those who had been affected.
I personally apologise to the teachers and administrators for the pain and suffering that has been caused to them, and they again have my absolute assurance as the Minister responsible for NovoPay that we are seeking to address these issues as quickly as possible, and the lessons that are contained in this report will be learnt.
Minister responsible for NovaPay, Stephen Joyce.
That report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.